get a job.
Yeah, I like this.
Oh, you like the beats of Rod Simba.
Hey, I really thought somebody was going to start rapping.
If you want to.
No.
The beat's only like 45 seconds. No. He's giving me a longer beat in case I want a freestyle, because I will drop a freestyle.
You'll drop a freestyle?
Yes.
That's funny.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, hold on. Jonathan's... Jonathan Abram, you could say he's kind of understated, but everybody knows he's always a celebrated.
Yeah.
You can come and leave it dated.
Yeah.
You can go and just debate it.
Yeah.
And if you really want it, motherfucker ate it.
Hey!
Hey! Hey! Listen, the guy I'm with right now...
Hey, oh, I love it.
Oh, is Jonathan Abram. He is a safety for Mississippi State. He is in the NFL draft. He is a self-proclaimed number one safety. Second team All-American 2018 in terms of a bunch of publications. Third team All-American. First team All-SEC. SEC Defensive Player of the Week a bunch of times. A hard hitter. A missile. And you know what? I may, by the end of this podcast, deem him the Lefko Show NFL draft player. What I mean by that is... You are the first draft player that I've interviewed. I am not deep into the draft yet. I'm still thinking about the NFL, Le'Veon and Odell, that if this
that
goes well,
crazy.
I may just make you the podcast player. Does that excite you?
Because
I love safeties, bro. I love safeties. I love hard-hitting safeties. I love missiles. I think that in-the-box safeties are getting a bad rap right now, but when you run a 4-4-5... I don't care if it's in the box or outside the box. Say hello to everybody, dude.
How's it going today?
How you feeling?
You're talking about the in-the-box safety. Just look what Landon just got.
Stacks. Stacks.
For the in-the-box safety.
Yeah. But what's funny is I see that the in-the-box safety knows how to tackle.
Oh,
the
in-the-box
safety knows how to hit. The in-the-box safety might become a linebacker like Mark Barron, and then he could do anything you want. What do you think about when you hear that phrase right now? Hear it all the time.
I mean, it's really mainly from reporters and draft analysts.
Yeah.
Like, sitting down and talking with teams, it's never your in-the-box safety. Mm. It's always just, you know, closer to the line of scrimmage. We want you to play, like, nickel, cover the slot guys.
Right.
You know, asking about the post, things like that. So they never say, you know, stuff like in-the-box safety. It's either strong or free.
And you know what? I think I'm seeing the word nickel a lot with you.
Yes.
Because it's versatility.
Yeah.
You can play in the back end. You can play at the line. You can grab that guy in the slot.
I even played a dime linebacker.
Did you?
Yeah.
How does one start picking up more? Do the coaches just throw you into those positions?
No.
Or do you study it?
You have to see. For me, that's the one thing. Coaches always knew that I knew the system thoroughly. Like, I knew it from starting from fronts and alignments and what a three tech's supposed to be, linebacker fits. You know, coverages, I knew the whole nine. So,
Is there pressure in this part of the year to say, I'm the best safety? Like, I feel like, have you heard anybody else say that yet?
Yes.
Who else has said it? I haven't seen it.
Bucky Brooks has me at number one. Mel Kiper had me at number one. McShay, a couple guys.
I think our Matt Miller has you at number one.
Yeah, Matt Miller.
Yeah. But then, have you heard any other safeties say they're actually the best?
No.
No, that's interesting.
They don't believe it. They know it's not true.
Mm.
So, I mean, they're not going to go on air and lie.
What's it like not to have to lie?
I mean, I don't know. I just tell the truth.
Feels good.
Yeah.
I've watched a few interviews of you. I've seen a few things. And I think it's always interesting because you're 20 what?
22.
Okay, I'm 32. So I grew up...
10 years.
10 years, man. Lots going to change. Look at me. This is your future. You're in trouble. I saw you said, like, you watch Ronnie a lot.
Yeah.
Ronnie Lott is a safety that even my generation watched, but we didn't really watch it either.
Yeah.
It was really a generation before me, but that's how much of a baller Ronnie Lott was.
Yeah, a lot of guys like that, John Lynch, like those guys were ballers.
Yes.
Like he used to go in there and just, he used to throw his chest across people.
Yes.
Like I'd never seen tackles like that before. I used to just be like, what the hell?
Who would show you that video? Like who would put that in front of you?
I mean, just me and my cousin, his name is Lawrence. We used to just watch a lot of football. And still to this day, if you go in his house in Columbia, Mississippi, he has on his wall, like, all just, like, Google pictures.
Oh. And he just prints out Google pictures.
This is from when we were, like, 10. Like, and they are just all on his wall.
And every position, one position?
Just safeties.
Only safeties?
Only safeties.
So did he play safety also?
He played kind of like corner, but it was that's just who we watched.
And you guys would just sit there and just watch safeties.
Yes.
Who are the other names? So
Anton
John Lynch,
Bethea,
oh yeah,
Bob Sanders,
I heard you mention Bob Sanders, and you immediately went, ooh, people forget about Bob Sanders.
Because they do, because he was like 5'8". He won defensive player of the year.
It just didn't last that long.
Yeah.
But even out of Iowa, he was amazing. And then those first few years in Indy, it was Peyton and Bob Sanders.
Yeah.
It was the man. What about Brian Dawkins? Brian Dawkins is my favorite player of all time.
My favorite has to be of all time, it had to be Ed Reed, just simply for the fact, you know, nobody done what he done. 25 picks, 25 sacks. 25 forced fumbles. Mm. Like, he's the only
national
player.
Champion in college.
Oh, yeah.
NFL Hall of Famer, NFL Super Bowl champion.
No one, but then that stat line, no one in the NFL can say they have that except for him. He's the first and the only person.
Wow. Are you sure? Dawkins doesn't
He's
have
the
that?
First and the only. 25, 25, 25.
Why do I get the feeling that you don't want him to be the only after a while?
I don't.
I don't want him to be either.
If I'm chasing one stat, that's the only stat I'm chasing.
Versatility.
Yes.
And wins. Say wins. So the team's he's a winner.
No. I mean, for me personally, that's all I'm, you know, people say Pro Bowls and things like that. For me, it's all about championships.
Mm.
I only won one championship in my lifetime. I was like 9 years old.
Really?
Pee-wee.
The Golden Eagles. What was your team name?
Trustmark Bank.
And now, coming out for the championship game, Jonathan Abram leads.
Trustmark Bank.
Come on, that's ridiculous. And you guys won, and it was probably amazing.
Yeah.
And you got orange slices and Pizza Hut.
We ran one play, and we scored almost every time.
What was the play? Give the ball to John.
Get the ball to John, quarterback bootleg. Every time, and it never failed.
What? So what do you think the percentage of players in the NFL are that played quarterback when they were younger?
I mean, 9 times out of 10, your best player played quarterback, so.
Right.
Yeah, it's high.
Like I would say at college, most of your teammates probably played quarterback in high school.
Yeah.
And they probably couldn't even throw.
That's true. They just ran around. But I actually have the state record for touchdowns in Mississippi, 62 in 1 year.
Are we talking, is that like total passing and rushing?
Passing and rushing.
62. And in Tennessee?
No, Mississippi.
Mississippi. That's a pretty good state to do it in, man.
Yeah.
Who were the other best athletes with you growing up?
In my hometown?
Like in Mississippi, like in your town, like where you're from.
We had a lot of guys. A lot of the guys played baseball. Tyquan Forbes, Anthony Alford, DeMarcus Evans, Tomas Connolly, just a bunch of us. We all played traveling ball.
Yeah.
So all those guys.
Did you play baseball too?
Yeah, I was way better at baseball.
You realize that that's like a popular thing now.
Mike Trout just got paid
$400 million. Yeah.
$430 million.
And my team paid for Bryce Harper, and I'm all about it. I'm a Phillies fan.
Oh, my gosh.
But I'm just thinking also, Pat Mahomes, former baseball player. Kyler Murray, he was – like, it's – people are now – like, you have better field vision if you played baseball.
Yes.
You're a better athlete. I know a lot of people that say baseball players might be the best athletes because you
Everything. Because you don't realize how hard it is to play shortstop or third base, like, and to catch that small ball – coming 120 miles per hour at you.
Wow. It's kind of like catching a running back in the hole.
Yeah, and then, you know, a lot of the guys play infield, so we play with, like, the A2000, so the glove is, like, 10 inches, so it's pretty much a hand. You pretty much just catching the ball with your hand, just got a little padding on it.
What's your hometown like?
Small place. I mean, it's not really much to do, like 6,000 people total population.
Right.
So, I mean, the only thing they do is just watch sports. It's just a sports town.
I lived in Nebraska, and it was – I was my first job, population 25,000, and all they did was watch the Huskers. Like, what did they watch where you grew up? Like, what was the team?
Southern Miss. Yeah, so it's like 15 minutes away, so.
Did you ever think about going there?
I did, but only thing, I was just trying to get back to the SEC.
Because you went to Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Coach left. You had a great first year.
Yeah.
Coach left, and you said, I can't do it.
Yeah.
Why did you feel the need to transfer?
I mean, I was just so comfortable with Coach Pruitt. You know, he was really like a father figure to me. And so I just didn't feel comfortable staying there without him because that was like my entire reason for going to Georgia, to play for him.
So then you opened it up and did every team just come calling?
Yeah, I had 42 scholarships on signing day.
On site.
It was stacked like that.
Do they just come in the mail?
Yeah, they just mail them to the school.
And then would you like neatly stack them? Or
nah,
would you
like
Florida.
Nah. So when we got in, so we had signing day at like 1 o'clock. So we had 17 guys signed D1 to like Power 5 schools that year.
Yeah.
And like we just come in, they was already stacked up. You know, the people who had already committed, they had their one paper down. But like I didn't know where I was going, so they had all my papers right there.
Wow. And it was between Mississippi State and who else?
Alabama and LSU.
Why'd you go Mississippi State?
I don't know. I kind of
go
LSU.
Right away.
I just kind of ruled LSU out, you know, like the day before, and talked to Coach Pruitt on signing day, and he was just like, you know, don't come here for me.
Oh, he was at Mississippi State.
No, he was at Alabama.
Oh, damn, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, he was like, don't come here for me. Go somewhere where you're gonna be happy. Like, literally, everybody at Mississippi State thought I was going to Alabama.
Even I would if you told me that the father figure was at Alabama. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, he's going to Alabama.
Yeah, and just talking to some of the guys from Bama, they was like, we really thought you were coming here. Like, we were surprised, like, that you didn't come. And so just when he talked to me and told me that, so I don't know. I always wanted to be that person to, you know, beat the team on top. So that's kind of why I went to the junior college I went to. I didn't want to go to East Mississippi, you know, the last chance U.
Yeah.
So we ended up beating them. Go watch that.
Hold on, it's on.
Yes,
that on was the
Netflix.
Last Chance U.
Netflix.
Dude, Last
Season
Chance
two,
U.
First episode, we beat them.
Oh, where they were supposed to come out and be great.
Yes.
You were the reason that that coach was on the sideline going, my plays work. These kids stink. Like that because of you guys?
Yes.
I hate that coach, bro.
I had 10 tackles. I had a forced fumble, 3 PBUs, and I got in that Wildcat quarterback and scored. And I blocked the field goal.
Did you hit that kid that was supposed to be like the next, like he was the transfer from Florida State or whatever?
Oh, no. You're talking about season three.
Because I'm going to tell you.
You're talking
that
about
team from season. Okay.
I'm talking about the one in Mississippi, East Mississippi.
Oh, okay, so what I'm saying is the one that's amazing you did. Yeah. That coach from season three, I hate with all my heart.
Hey, you don't know how many people do.
If I was a child on that team, if I was one of those players, I would sue him for derailing my career completely. Like, he's on camera calling a bunch of kids, like, shitheads.
Yeah.
And talking about how no one's going to get signed. Guess, I'm taking you to court, bro. Like, that's crazy. But you are on season two.
Yes.
Now I'm going to go watch it. And you
just watched the first episode, number 5. You can't
all
miss
you.
Me. You can't
Damn,
miss me.
Damn, I didn't know that.
You cannot miss
me. So do you have an IMDb page? Are you an actor now?
No.
Kinda. You're on Netflix.
That's true.
Yeah.
I should create one.
I was on Netflix for 1 second on
the Netflix series.
Yeah, about what?
Just about my life.
What would the be? Okay, I'll be your producer. All right, so what's a typical day? What are we going to show the people that's so entertaining
it
about you?
It just depends on what season we're in. So, like right now we're in training mode, so get up every day by 6 o'clock.
Oh, dude, your life's a movie right now.
Yeah.
Well, you're whipping around the country, you're doing interviews, you're meeting with teams, they're all going, you know, John, I could see you as a future safety here in New York. And then you move on, then you're in a gym and you're training and you're moving weight and you're like, this is fucking crazy, my dreams come together, then you're gonna get drafted. This part is so dope, bro.
Yeah.
It's a whirlwind. You're never gonna have this experience
that's
again.
True.
So
I mean, that's why I'm enjoying
a movie.
I'm enjoying it. But like, in the off season though, like, I'm fun. Not just because I got a bunch of hobbies. Like, I like shooting pool, I like bowling, hunting, fishing, ATVs, you name it. Like,
damn. What are you the best at? Like, if you were to challenge me in one of those things,
all of them. I kick your ass in all of them. Bowling.
That was completely unnecessary.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Bowling.
No, like, you didn't have to go.
Bowling, I'm going to get you. Shooting pool, I'm going to get you.
Okay, what do you typically bowl?
Like 150, 160.
I can maybe get you once. I can get around there.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
But then see.
I thought you were going to say like 220.
Now see, if you let me get in the groove, I'll throw about 5-6 strikes on you.
All right, beer pong, I'm going to take you down. All right,
you got me.
Bowling, pool, how are you at pool?
I'm pretty good.
You're
sometimes it just blows me because I take some bonehead shots. I try to try shots that you're going to be like, why are you trying that?
But if I make it,
you're going to be like, oh my gosh. And then the rest of the table is just going to be easy bank shots.
Now, ATVs, I'd have to be that corny dude that rides on the back and holds on to you, and I don't want to. I could do it.
No, we put you on one.
Okay,
because I'd be on a dirt bike. I'd be on two wheels.
Oh, yeah, I can't
do that. Yeah, that's why I had to get my mom
to get that kind of balance.
Yeah. I get on a dirt bike and put it on one wheel.
They're going to tell you to stop doing
That's why I don't have one anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Man, so in Philadelphia, that's all they do. Yeah,
bike life.
It's just wheelies all day.
All day. I love it. I watch it all the time.
They're amazing.
I watch Chino.
I get scared for those kids.
Chino, he be throwing the hand off the side.
Nuts.
Jumping side.
Nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They do everything. The other safeties, though, you mentioned, you keep mentioning Antoine Bethea.
Yeah.
This is not a very well-known safety, but I'm curious why he's so big for you.
I don't know. I feel like he was overlooked. You know, he was just him and Bob together were like the perfect duo. You know, they complimented each other so well. And then he's just stuck around. So, that means he's done a lot of things right. He just re-signed recently 2 years to the Cardinals.
Right.
So, like,
Oh, that he's lasted forever.
That says a lot about him. That means he takes care of his body. He knows the game like no other. I mean, because that simple fact that you're that old and you're still playing.
Yeah.
I mean, you bring some value to the team.
I saw in your IG story last night, it was a picture of Times Square, and you wrote, "Stay down, your life can change in 1 year."
1 year.
Where were you a year from now?
Last year, I was at Mississippi State, and I was contemplating on coming out. I was to the point where I was just kind of rushing it, you know, like most kids do, because I kind of feel like that's what they do now. They just put that stipulation on, it's got to be 3 years.
Right. Because if you come out after four, you weren't good enough to come out after three.
But that's not true, though.
Yeah.
And so, for me, I was just contemplating it and, you know, just talking to the people in my life. They were just like, you got a chance to go. You're not going to get drafted before the third round. So, it was just like third and after. And so, I was to the point where I was just like, man, I don't care as long as I just make a team.
You were just ready to play in the NFL.
Yeah. Like I said, I've been ready for the NFL, like, because I was just tired of college.
Yeah.
But just going back, finishing up my degree, graduate, you know, that made my mom proud, made my entire family proud. And so just that, and then now, just looking at where I'm at a year from now, I went back, had another great year, put on some more great film together, and now I'm, like I said, number one safety in the country.
Yeah.
Got a chance to go first day, you know, and so, like, now I'm sitting here with you. I wouldn't have been here last year.
You don't think? No, probably not.
No, because you had guys like, you had Minka, Derwin, then the one who snuck in there was the kid from Virginia Tech.
Yes, the brother of Edmonds.
Yeah, the Edmonds brother.
Terrell Edmonds.
He snuck in there. Then you had Justin Reed from Stanford.
Yep.
You had Ronnie Harrison from Bama.
Correct.
Who else did you have last year? You had the kid from Texas, Elliott, Deshaun Elliott.
So you've really been, like, keeping an eye on the safeties.
Yeah, then you had the other guy who
went
to Cincinnati.
What did you think of the safeties last year?
The year before or last year?
The one you were just talking about.
I think I like a lot of those guys. The one I mainly like is Derwin. Just because the way he plays, he kind of reminds me of myself. He plays, like, balls to the wall every single play.
And he can do anything.
He can do it all.
And he's...
He's a freak. He's a
tall,
freak.
Tall, long, can jump, can hit hard, and he's a baller, dude.
Yeah.
He just likes to play.
Derwin, if you're watching this, you ugly.
Damn.
That's my guy.
So that's what I realized also reading stuff about you is... You're not afraid to call people out.
No.
I believe here when you were playing your former Georgia team, you said you were going to beat the brakes off of them?
That was the plan. But golly.
What happened?
Man, we just went in there and, like, I was telling a lot of those guys, like, they had never played at Georgia. And I'm just like, man, listen, it's going to be loud as shit. Like, it's going to be loud. Like, when the offense on the field, the dogs are going to be defense with the picket fence and the D up. I was like, it's going to be crazy. So we get out there the first drive, and like Coach Mullen said, like he got out coached and we got out played. We try to throw a swing route, and they peel Lorenzo Carter. Oh my gosh! And after that, it was just like our entire game plan was just like, let's just put together some BS and just
it can all
try
change on one hit.
Yeah, just try to get out of here,
because there's sometimes one play changes the whole game.
Then on the first
especially
play,
especially if it's
defense,
the first play.
Oh, first play of defense. Oh, actually, I take that back. It wasn't the first play against offense. Defense went out there first. They ran a flea flicker the first play.
Did you bite?
I was down in the box. I was the box safety. I was covering the tight end. Flea flicker. Corner came off his man. Chubb pitched it back. 70-yard bomb. First play of the game.
And so you've been talking about we're going to beat the brakes off, and you're sitting there going, damn, they got me.
Because
you know
damn.
What? If I heard that an all-SEC safety said they were going to beat the brakes first play, I'm calling a flea flicker.
Yeah.
If you're going to be that excited to beat the brakes off, then you're going to have to hit the brakes because this is going off.
Yeah,
that was a good one. Left PR. If you say a quote during the week, they're probably going to attack you that first play.
And so after that, Coach Mullen was just like, no.
We got to go home.
No, he was just like, after that, he was just like, when he came to media for me, he was like, do not, like, they used to have the guy sit there with me, like, don't say nothing crazy.
Man. But you were, that's what you felt.
Yeah. I mean, that's just how I really felt.
Where are you in terms of, you think, trash talkers entering the NFL?
Oh, I'm on Steve Smith level.
Wow.
I be talking on the field. Yes. Oh, my God.
I want to know what was one that it even made you laugh. It was so good coming out.
I'm not going to say that.
You can't.
No.
Damn, so how do you get?
I had one. I said something to a guy against
La Tech. You don't have to say the name of the guy.
No, I said something to a guy from La Tech last year, and he turned around like it was so bad. He was like, damn, bro, why you got to say that?
He was in his feelings?
Like, because it hurt. And I thought about it. I was like, damn, I shouldn't have said that. That was wrong.
It was too much.
Like, because I don't just go for on the field. Like, I be doing research.
Oh,
like, I research everything. So I be knowing about your family.
Wow.
I know it all. So if I'm going to take shots, I'm taking shots.
Hey, receiver. Your mom got a thick neck.
Facts. I'm wrong, though, because I'd be like, man, hey, I hate that your son look like you. Y'all both ugly.
Damn. And have you seen it impact people, too?
Yes, like, they get angry.
Changes their whole game.
And that's what I like, because then they try to get over-aggressive, especially receivers. They get over-aggressive, be trying to come at me. I just be like, get out the way.
Have you ever been gotten so good that you had to look at the person and go, damn, that respect? Like, I'm always waiting for, like, a guard to, like, stand up and be like, if you come in this area, I'm going to take your head off.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, nice.
Yes. Freshman year.
You better stop talking, kid.
No.
I'm going to eat your face.
Freshman year, we played Bama. So, I'm going to tell you, it's drizzling. So, I go out there with a hoodie on, and I see Derrick Henry. I'm only 18 at the time. This man is warming up in a crop top. His arms are the size of my thighs. I'm like, I gotta tackle him.
Right.
I'm like, I ain't saying that to nobody. I'm just like, shh, I really gotta tackle him.
He is an off the bus guy, bro.
So I'm talking. So we ran something called Shark Blitz, which is away from the tight end to the open side. Man, first time I ran, I ended up getting the TFL. He played for the Dolphins now.
Kenyon Drake.
He tried to reverse field, ended up getting the TFL. I'm hyped.
And that's your first play of your freshman year?
No, this is during the Bama game.
Okay.
So I get the TFL, I'm hype. So we come back. So as I'm creeping up, we ran the blitz later on in the game. I'm creeping up, I'm talking shit. I'm just like, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Man, they ran a counter. I see Derrick Henry stand up like this and then come back.
And a guard like, comes.
No, in. Not no guard. Derrick Henry. And so I take him on and I tried to hit him high. Bloop. That's how it sound. Bloop. I fell on my face, got a mud pie. He bounced around the edge for another 40. And so coach got me out of the game because we went goal line after that. And so he just patted me on the head. He said, John, you know, he country coach pro. He said, John, I give you credit, son. Most people wouldn't have tried it. You got some heart. Well, I was so embarrassed.
Take the mud pie out your helmet.
I was so embarrassed.
Man, how many times did they watch the film of that?
Oh, when Sunday, we watched it over and over. He thought it was so funny. But
Rewind.
See, I got good again in that game. I blitzed off the edge. Cam Robinson, The man did not even look at me. He hit me with a backhand, like to the back of the helmet. Slid me by 10 yards down the field.
Skakang.
Like, bam. I was like, oh.
He's a monster, too.
He is. They had a bunch of monsters.
So did you not talk shit for a little bit after that?
No.
Okay.
I was embarrassed.
I'm saying, like, even the next game, you're like,
oh, yeah, next game, I'm good.
Off. Okay.
Next game, I'm good. Damn. Now it's to the point now. It don't matter. If you get me now, I just be like, man, that was a fluke.
Yeah. Derrick Henry, man, his legs are so long. Like, the first time I saw him, I was like, why is your waist so high? It's crazy. Like, it's like legs, and then, like,
he built like Mike Wiskowski.
That's great. Other guys on your team.
We got some freaks.
Okay. The two that I hear about the most, Jeffrey Simmons and Montez Sweat.
I don't know why, but they always forget about, we got the number one
center. Well, I don't know the draft too much, so please.
But we got the number one center.
I just did a podcast. Say his name.
Elton Jenkins.
I was just on a podcast where they said, Adam, who's the one player in the draft that you think can't miss? And I was like, I'm just going to go with Quinnen Williams. You're just saying can't miss. Like, He's Fletcher Cox. Like, I'll take it. Sounds great. But I haven't met you yet.
That's a horrible comparison.
Wow. We'll get into
that. You can't compare Bama and Mississippi State. Fletcher, you're going to compare, you're going to say Fletcher Cox, then you got Jeffrey Simmons.
No, it can't. Doesn't have to be just who a team is.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm looking at the size of them.
That's a better comparison.
I don't know. How big is Jeffrey?
6'4", 300, all muscle. The man has a six-pack.
All right, so I went and watched a bunch of clips of Jeffrey Simmons last night, and I was like, all right, this guy is something special.
A freak.
He is like a Chris Jones. He is kind of like a Fletcher Cox. He's one of those. I just think that Quinnen Williams kind of has the body type. I think Jeffrey Simmons is more athletic than Fletcher Cox. Like
Jeffrey
Fletcher Cox
more
doesn't have a
athletic
six pack
than Quinnen Williams. if Jeff would have
been different guys.
But listen,
they're different
guys. This is what I tell people. If Jeff would have been at the combine, if he'd have been healthy, Jeff would have ran a 4.7.
Right. No, totally.
No.
Jeffrey Simmons to me is a clowny, and I look at Quinnen Williams as a Fletcher. They're different guys.
Makes sense.
Like Clowney's going to like hit the set the edge, and then he's also going to rush the passer, while Fletcher Cox is like, I'm just going to bash through your face.
But see, that's how Jeff does too, though.
Yeah, but I think he's more versatile than
that. He is. That's the thing. He's more versatile by far.
But not a lot of people know he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people that still have him going in the first round. That's how good he is.
Yes.
That's a testament to him.
Yes.
Special kid.
Yes, he is. He really is. And then, like, just in some of my interviews, you know, they asked me about him, you know, and I had a couple of teams that can do. I think he'll go in the first round. I told him yes. Simply because I think a team who's going to draft Jeff is going to be somebody who know they're going to be in the playoffs, and they know he's going to be coming back full force around playoff time.
If he is there, that's the thing, is for a guy like Jeff, middle of the round, end of the round, let's say you go the same place, middle of the round, end of the round, dude, that's the best place to go.
Yeah.
Because you're going to a team that probably has a really good culture. There's a lot of those teams
that's going to the playoffs.
Yes. And that, or teams that are looking for that one piece.
Yes.
That's exciting. But then again, at the same point, you go the first pick of the second round. That's where Landon Collins went.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You get out of your contract 1 year sooner. Sorry, I'm talking the real shit about the NFL.
No fifth year out.
Yeah. Then you get to go wherever you want.
Yeah.
And you get to cash in.
Hopefully in 3, I get an extension. I want to get somewhere and be stuck there.
You want to ball out so hard, they got to keep this guy.
They'd be like, shit, we got to resign him.
Yeah, that's definitely it. But Simmons, you definitely see as a first-round pick. Yeah. Special kid. We're talking Fletcher Cox, Jadeveon Clowney.
Yes.
All special. Montez, he had that combine performance.
Top five. Like, without a doubt, in my opinion, he should be number one. If we're taking a defensive guy, he should be number one.
Really? Even over Bosa?
It's not even close. Like,
hold on, let me pull up Mel Kiper. Let me read what he said.
I'm telling you, I don't know what Mel Kiper is. It's going to be broke down to, he's so fluent. He's so this, so that. His brother said, that's his brother. He's supposed to say that. That's what he's supposed to say. I'm not gonna say my brother not gonna be greater than me when they got me number one pick.
Yeah,
I'm gonna boast my brother. That's what he's supposed to do.
Right.
Then it's basically going off of, oh, his uncle played, his granddad played.
Yeah.
So he got the name. Yeah. He got the name, but he's short. Sweat is 6'6". Mm. He's not fast. Sweat ran a 4.41, fastest in D line history.
Yeah.
Sweat got it all, and Sweat strong.
I think my thing with defenses like yours, you guys complement each other so well.
Yeah.
Simmons and him fit together so well. You on the back end is so well. And then I'm going, man, I don't know. Is Simmons opening stuff up for Sweat?
No.
Is Sweat open up stuff for Simmons?
No.
Or just individual, just go kill
That's
people?
That's the thing I tell people. If you take Jeffrey or Sweat and put them at Bama, we talking about y'all going to be saying he's the number one pick in the draft just because it's Bama. When you got guys like Bama, Quinnen Williams, can't forget this, Quinnen Williams, Raekwon Davis, Isaiah Bugs,
right.
Anthony Jennings, Wilkins.
Right. Well,
I mean, what's the other one name? 47. I forgot his name.
Yes, I know Clemson.
No, from Bama.
Yeah.
So you got to think about that front five. Who can
you
double?
You know more of these fucking guys.
Who can you double?
Okay.
Who can you double? If you double one person,
right?
You putting Anthony Jennings one on one with a back. He's 6'6", 280.
Christian Miller.
So you putting him one on one with a running back. He gonna just punish that kid.
Yeah.
It's not fair. So versus Jeff, I done seen Jeff get double teamed, triple teamed, doubled and chipped. And then they slide in the protection to Sweat. And he's still winning. Got 15 sacks in a year. 25 in 2 years.
You're gonna need to get 3% of Jeffrey Simmons' contract because this is phenomenal.
No, this is actual
say you're
truth.
Doing a great job.
This is from watching film.
Yeah.
Like the ones who I think are really good, like in this D-line class, are the guys from Clemson. Now, those guys are the real deal.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Now, they complement each other really well.
It's unbelievable.
Yes.
Those guys are...
They some freaks.
They're some four horsemen type of stuff.
Yes. I watched the championship game. Sometime it'd be only one of them boys in there. They put the rotates in, the backups in.
Because they can.
And they still be whooping ass.
Wow. Okay, so who are the other players? Let's just do this. What quarterback do you like the most in the draft?
Justin Hubert. Yep.
Is that your quarterback?
No.
Who was he with? Dude,
Oregon.
Oh, no, he's not in the draft. Justin Herbert. Yeah.
Herbert. He is phenomenal.
Really?
Yes.
I've actually heard from a lot of teams that they're thinking about not drafting this year because they want him next year.
I really wish he would have came out this year. Like, just watching the film, like, he's really good.
Okay. Who's your favorite running back?
Josh Jacobs.
He ran a 4.6 yesterday.
It don't matter.
Is he too slow?
No. If he breaks away, you're not going to catch him. That's all that matters. The thing is, he has great acceleration. He's one of those guys, when I played, like, even playing against him, you can tell, like, he don't care. Like, you talk shit, he don't care. He's happy to be out there on the field at all times. Like, he won't contact. Like, you have guys who they say he finishes through contact. He initiating the contact, ripping through the contact.
Craving the contact.
That's him.
What about wide receiver? There's a lot of interesting types this year. Most interesting being DK.
I don't really like him that much.
I gotcha.
And not because it's Ole Miss. If I had to go with if I'm going with receivers, I'm gonna break it down into out wide and slot.
Sure.
The one that really impressed me the most, and I know this is gone. I'm sorry, Mississippi State, but AJ Brown. He really had a really good combine.
Other Ole Miss wide receiver.
He had a really good combine, and then just watching him catch the ball, like, he got some really strong hands. Like, I was watching, he was just one-handed, like, left and right. He was falling one time on the sideline, just one-handed that thing. I was like, damn.
Wow. What about the tight ends? Because there's a few, the two Iowa ones.
No, both of those guys.
Do you like both of them?
I like Hockerson better.
Thank you. All right. So
he's the more complete tight end.
This is what's happening right now. I like to make things. I'm going to create the Jonathan Abram draft team. All the guys you're saying right now are the people that I am putting my full weight behind and saying that they're going to be great.
All right,
Herbert last year.
Let me start over from quarterback. Okay. Herbert from last year because he's not
here. For next year.
Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray's the guy.
Yes.
Running back, Josh Jacobs.
Yes.
Wide receiver, A.J. Brown. Tight end, Hockenson.
How can I give you another receiver? Got to have two receivers.
Okay.
My second receiver.
I got to write this down.
My second receiver is going to be, I got to have two in the slot. Jalen Smith out wide from Louisville.
Really?
Yes, because, I mean, I watched the film. The guy's always open.
It's the offense sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, if he'd came out last year, I think he'd have been in a better position.
Okay.
And then at slot, I got to put Deebo Samuel in the slot.
Damn, I like your team a lot.
Hey, we're going to get off.
And then Hockenson, I like both of them, but I think when I watch them, I go, we've seen Noah Fant. Like, there are a lot of really good receiving tight ends. But if I can get a baby Gronk,
I'm getting
Hockenson. If I can get a Vance McDonald, if I can get because I feel like Ertz is more like Fant. They're receivers, and they're great. But if I can get a guy that is so versatile, and a Kittle, that can block
George,
and then get out,
yes,
and then run that's someone Hockenson. Over, that's Hockenson.
He
I
can
agree.
Make plays after the catch and all.
Like, I agree.
That's the one I'll take.
I know you're going to go Simmons and you're going to go Montez for your interior D lineman and your edge.
Yeah, but right? On my other edge, I'm going to give you Rashawn Gary.
Rashawn Gary.
Yeah.
A lot of questions about him, dude. A lot
I
of people
train with him. He is a freak.
But everyone says, well, then why didn't he produce on the field?
Mainly because he was battling some nagging injuries.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, but that's just how it is.
But he's just one of those dudes in the gym where you look over and you're like, damn.
Oh, I ain't got to look over. He coming right there. He's standing over me.
Really?
Push that shit.
Who's the crew? Who do you work out with right now?
It was me. Now I've transferred to because all the pro those guys, college guys, went to their pro days and stuff.
Right.
So now I'm back with the NFL guys. So me, Jamal Adams, Dante Jackson. Who else we had in there? Xavier Woods.
Yeah.
Corey Moore.
And then where are you guys training? What area of the country?
In Dallas at MJP.
Damn. So that's pretty awesome to have Jamal there, man.
Yeah, we had True in there the other day.
Yeah.
True.
But
it's so funny he go by that name.
But Jamal, though.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all pro safety in year one.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of blueprint can you learn from that?
Year two.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
you could have gotten him in year one.
He really could have, yeah. I mean, just sitting back, just talking to him. I mean, you know, he tried to help me out as much as he can. You know, just trying to show me the ropes.
Every time I look on his IG story, he's being, like, stretched out by that guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You talking about Igor. No, listen. It'll change your life.
Let me explain to people what I'm talking about. I go on Jamal Adams' story. They work out. I didn't realize you were in the same gym.
Yeah.
So it's down
because you're only going to see one person. You're going to see Jamal.
Exactly. But I didn't know you were there. But anyway, I see this guy that is stretching out Jamal. And I message him all the time. I'm like, dude, this looks like it hurts. It's like bending his leg all the way back, going to the side. He's putting whipping his foot. And I'm like, he's going to break your ankle. And now, so you guys call him Igor.
That's
what's
his
real name?
Igor.
No.
That's his name.
That's
he's
his real
from Brazil.
Name? Damn. You guys got a super stretch guy named Igor from Brazil.
Yes.
You are getting stretched the fuck out.
Yeah, he stretched like 200 like pro guys.
And when you first saw him doing it, were you nervous?
Nah, like, because when I'm watching, like, Jamal just like, oh, I forgot Marcus may have been out there with us too. So he telling me and Marcus, he like, man, listen, y'all got to get Igor because it's like 30-minute sessions. So I'm just like, bro, that shit, like, it hurt.
Yes.
Like, he really folds you up into like a ball and then just unfolds you. So, I mean, I tried it and, like I said, it's probably the best stretch you ever had.
But you do it like after a workout?
You could do it just a whenever. Random day, whenever.
And so when it's happening, what were you thinking?
I'm just like, I did not know I could move like this.
Right?
Yes.
I get nervous. So now do the NFL players like fight over him? Like, is
he just working all the time? That's his job.
Just to stretch people.
Yes.
He must be exhausted.
He be sweating.
Is he funny?
He don't talk much.
Wow. What a character.
He don't talk much, but I mean, he'll text you, have a great day. Like, he inspirational.
So you have this guy that barely speaks. His name is Igor from Brazil. He'll text you inspirational messages. He'll fold you into a pretzel and then unfold you. And as you unfold, you feel like a new person.
Like a new person.
Sounds like an angel.
He is.
Like, I don't think he really exists. I think this is a fake person that you all think is real.
No.
But it's an angel.
No. He's real.
What do you expect now the rest of this process? What's your next few weeks like?
Pro day next week. I have a bunch of visits lined up. I even have one tomorrow and Friday, I think.
So is this just airport, go in there, and then...
Yeah, a lot of times, though, but my agent, he's done a really good job. Shout out to him, Neil Robinson, and my marketing rep, Clinton Reyes.
Hey.
Yeah, so those guys help me out a lot. And so, you know, they got it scheduled up now where, so instead of me flying everywhere, you know, because I get to train a lot, so they send teams to me.
Mm.
So people send, like, position coach, defensive coordinators to me at MJP, and we just meet there, do whatever we need to do.
Right. Is it typically the same thing?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same thing.
What do you like about it?
Honestly, just getting to meet all these coaches, because you never know, you know, what's going to happen down the road.
Right. And so you just give the best impression, say what's up. Has there been, you know, this is like the storylines that always come out, like, have you been asked any weird questions?
No.
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 They want to talk about football.
Yeah, I mean, because I feel like the people they ask weird questions are the ones with character concerns.
Like, makes sense.
Yeah, like, for me, it's just all business. Like, it's business. Like, we go in there, talk football, ask about my family, ask about their family. Like,
yeah.
It's just, that's all it is. Like,
for you, like, when did it become, like, you were saying that you got done with college football and the main reason was you're ready to be a pro. You're ready to be around adults who treat this like it's their job.
Yes.
You care about your body. You care about your effort, all that stuff. You watch film. You do all that. When did that start? When did you go, I'm ready to be a pro?
When I turned 18, when I got to Georgia.
Like right away.
When I was with Pruitt, like, that was the one thing. Like, just seeing how he went about his business as a coach. And it was just like, because he moved different from other coaches. Like, and that's why he separated himself. It's kind of part of, like, you see with Saban. That's why Saban is different. People say Saban is all about his business. Most people, like, you don't see Saban smiling and laughing because, I mean, when you see him, most of the time it's on the football field. Mm-hmm. You don't see him at home. Mm-hmm. Like, I've met him off the field. You know, he's a really good guy. You know, he try to crack jokes. They don't really be funny, but he try to crack them.
Yeah.
But just on the field.
Do you
like,
fake laugh?
No. And he got upset one time because I didn't.
I want to hear that story.
Hey, listen.
What was the story? What was the joke?
Because he was like something about basketball, and he was like, oh, I kick your ass in basketball. And I looked at him. I was just like, because I'm a competitor, so yeah. I was just like, I would kick your ass. And so he was just like, he thought it was hilarious because he was just like serious.
Yeah.
And I didn't laugh. He was like, that was a joke. And I was like, oh, I didn't know.
You were like, no, you challenged me in a sport.
Yeah, like, I'm like.
Now it's my job to kick your ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then he said something that wasn't a joke later on that day, because that's when I was at camp, coming out of junior college. And so he said something then, And I thought it was hilarious. He was like, that wasn't a joke.
Damn.
I was like, well, I couldn't tell because your face never changed. It was just like.
When I end up trying to do stand-up comedy, I'm not going to invite you. Okay? Because you're going to be like, that joke wasn't funny. Next joke.
No, like, if the joke is funny.
Because
I'll be thinking about it. Like, I have to understand. If I can think about it, then it's funny.
Yeah, of course. So you've been ready to be a pro since 18.
Yes.
You've been getting ready for it. People around you, have they always been like, oh, no, Jonathan's going to make it?
Yes.
Have you ever had any haters?
Always. People going to hate.
Yeah, of course.
But, I mean, I don't surround myself around that. PBO
no.
For me. Positive vibes only. But, like, just coaches, period. You know, all my coaches.
I fuck with John Hard, heavy.
The one thing that I tell people is no one can say nothing bad about me because I never leave any relationship on a bad note. Like, even the agents I didn't go with, if they see me, it's just all love.
All love.
Yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, I'm honest. I tell you straight up what it is from the jump.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't like it, yeah.
All right, so what's your vibe on me? Give it to me.
I fuck with you.
Yes. And I fuck with John Abram.
It's a couple analysts I do not fuck with.
You consider me an analyst?
No.
I consider myself an asshole.
Yeah.
I just say things.
I like it.
Yeah.
But some analysts are imbeciles.
Really?
Especially the ones who on Twitter, they get this blue check, 30,000 followers. They just feel like they are pros.
That's me.
And I'm
a blue check with about 30,000.
Okay, but listen, some I like. Some of them I love.
Yeah.
But it's a few that's just like, if you're so good at your job, why aren't you a scout?
Because scouting sounds like a really shitty job. And this,
but
people stop me in the street and they're like, holy shit, I know you. Whereas scouts are like, by the way, I'm the one that said Jonathan Abram's great and nobody knows my name and nobody knows I exist.
That's the thing.
I'm an ego person. I like
people
to know my name.
But see, the thing is, this is what I'm saying. So, like, it's a few of them. Like, they write some reports that you just read them.
Yes.
Like, that I've read on myself and I was just like,
John, here's the thing.
Did he really watch the film?
No, they did not.
I know. And this is the
they
thing.
They did not.
And this is what you get.
That's
you
a
get...
big thing with this show is the eye in the sky doesn't lie, but most of the people don't pay attention to the eye. Football is, in my opinion, the hardest sport to figure out if an individual player is good.
Yes.
I can watch 3 basketball games and I could diagnose a guy. And that's what we're trying to do with the NFL, though. I'm going to watch 3 games of you against Alabama, Georgia. It's impossible.
That's how it was.
But here's what the problem is, these guys have to watch thousands, and so the only time they have is if I watch 3 of the best games, that's got to be what I see.
No,
but it's a time thing. It's not a bias thing. It's not that they don't like you. One, they probably don't even know what they're looking at.
They don't.
But the problem is that no one in football media can admit that, because as soon as you say I don't know how to watch safety film, you're not allowed to comment on safeties ever again.
Yeah.
That's what happens. So instead they go, I'm right. Fuck you. I know what I'm talking about, because it's defense mechanism.
Then the one thing that gets me, like, I read something that said he doesn't have high football IQ.
Well, that's because you're black.
No.
That's why they wrote it. It's
no.
fucked up. Yeah. It's fucked up.
We're not going to play the race card.
No.
That's okay. Not why they done it.
Why do you think you got a low up?
Because they were imbeciles. That's my point. And then you have.
But where do they get that information from?
Other reports. That's the thing. It's all copy
One
and paste.
One report, yes.
So then let me tell you.
But I'm telling you, that first report, I'm going to bet money on it.
Yeah.
It's not unless they were like, well, he went to Mississippi State, and he's from Mississippi, and I'm from the Northeast, and thus my IQ bias. There's all
know,
there could be that, too.
And then if that's the case, if you're watching this and you say that I had low football IQ, and you're saying because where I'm from, I graduated salutatorian in my high school. I graduated with 3.0 honors from Mississippi State with a business and marketing degree, and I'm already accepted into grad school for mechanical engineering.
Talk that shit!
So if you think
talk that,
I
talk, John.
Am not intelligent, then you are stupid.
Talk that talk! That was great.
Seriously.
I want to end on that. That was perfect.
Seriously.
So I have your official team.
You ain't you let me finish, though.
Oh, you want to give me, like, all the players?
Come on, linebackers.
Okay.
Devin White.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No doubt. That's a no doubt.
Him and Bush.
Okay. Corners?
Dre Baker. Trayvon Mullen.
Trayvon Mullen. And then who's your other safety?
I got to get a nickel first.
Are you the nickel?
No, I'm going to play safety.
Okay.
Nasir Adderley. That way we could be interchangeable. We can switch whenever he get tired.
And then your other safety?
Thompson.
This is a big one.
Thompson.
Give me the reason, because this is like your blood brother. This is going to be your bash brother. Two safeties.
Just because he's a great person, you know, just sitting down talking to him, and I know one thing about him. He's going to study the film. He's going to put the time in that needs to be put in. Like, me and him are going to actually watch film the other, break it down. And if something needs to be fixed on either part, that I can go to him and do that.
Awesome. I have your official team. I know that now you will be one of the best trash talkers in the NFL. Yes. I'm excited to see that happen. But mainly, I'm ready to do it. I'm going to name you the official favorite player of the Lefko Show for the NFL draft, which means if anyone talks shit about you, I'm coming for their neck.
Say no more. I'm tagging you on Twitter.
That's what's happening.
I'm tagging you.
So if anyone says something, I'm going to go, you stand down. I am buying low while everyone's selling in box safeties. I'm buying low, and I'm taking John Abram as my favorite player in the draft. It's official.
It's official.
It's official. Like a ref and a whistle. Damn, we started this with a freestyle, and I'll end with a line. Appreciate you, man.
I appreciate
Good luck
you
with everything,
me.
For real.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, man.